Australia Overnight with Clinton Maynard.
How often do you go to the dentist? Probably not enough. Maybe you're like me and you've got a dental phobia. Two-thirds of people, according to the latest research, only go to a dentist when they actually have a problem, when they experience that something's wrong. Well, tomorrow, Monday, is the start of Dental Health Week, and the Australian Dental Association President, Dr. Stephen Liu, joins me on the program. Stephen, thank you for your time.
Pleasure. Great to be here, Clinton. Sorry to hear you have a phobia. We're nicer than you think.
Actually, I've got to tell you, before we get into it, I have found a great dentist in recent years, and he puts me completely at ease. And I reckon, I'd like your opinion on this. If you do have a phobia, and I know a lot of Australians do, if you do find a dentist you connect with, you've got to stick with them, haven't you?
You do. And besides that, if you stick with them, they know your case better, so they can diagnose things, I suppose, faster and keep an eye on things for longer.
Now, Dental Health Week begins tomorrow, and you are drawing some attention to the fact that research shows that, well, a lot of us avoid going to the dentist.
That's true. Every year, the Australian Dental Association runs a survey of 25,000 people, and we actually discovered some concerning issues this year. Besides the fact that people don't go as often as we'd like, which is about 6 to 12 monthly, we do really strongly fear the fact that two-thirds of us aren't aware of the close link between mouth health and some serious body health issues.
What are those links?
Well, we've actually found that a whole breadth of evidence is showing us links to type 2 diabetes, asthma, cardiovascular disease, low birth weight babies, even heart attacks. So the impact of poor mouth health is actually worse than a number of people think.
Now, I've heard that before, Stephen, but I find that staggering. You just mentioned asthma. So a respiratory illness and a chronic illness that so many Australians suffer, that can be actually linked to poor dental hygiene and poor dental health?
Yeah, it can, and the secret there is inflammation. So Essentially in the mouth, you've got a huge train network of blood vessels that connects to the rest of the network in your body. Now, if we just leave a large number of bacteria between our teeth, for example, by not flossing each day, that bacteria guarantees get on the train and it goes to the rest of the body. Now, the second it travels through the rest of the body, as you'd be aware, it has to travel through the heart amongst many other areas, including the lungs. The presence of too much bacteria results in inflammation. The body's fighting that bacteria off, and that can worsen issues such as asthma and other issues.
Gee, that's something I think a lot of people wouldn't be aware of. Some other research that has probably disturbed you is that only one in five of us, so 20%, only brush once a day.
And that's the concerning thing. So we actually found 70% of adults think looking after their mouth is important. Maybe they're not aware of the link to full body health, but look, if they think that it's important, it's actually shocking that one in five of us brush once a day when we know it's meant to be twice. The other shocking thing is three in four of us actually don't floss each day. And I think the really interesting thing is if you brush your teeth, let's say perfectly, you can still only clean two-thirds of your mouth.
Because you're not flossing, you're not getting between teeth.
Flossing solves the rest.
Tell me about brushing technique. I suspect a lot of Australians really don't do it properly.
You know, I couldn't give you stats on it, but I'd say that's probably true given what we're seeing in the rates of decay. For example, one in five Australian adults has untreated tooth decay, which is quite shocking for first world countries. So, you know, that combined with sugar, we could understand might be a cause. So simply brushing your teeth, circular motion, massage the gum, but don't scrub in long straight lines. And also make sure that when you floss, you reach the gum line. You should feel it almost hit the gum. And it shouldn't be uncomfortable. If it is or you bleed, you've actually done it less than you should have.
Do you recommend to your patients and the broader public that they use electric toothbrushes or even those ones you can just buy in the supermarket with the batteries inside?
Yeah, look, I do to all my patients. It's shown that electric toothbrushes remove plaque more efficiently. Can't go wrong.
Yeah. Now, tell me, this is just a broader question because it always, to be honest, leaves me scratching my head. We have we criticise it all the time, the health system in this country, but by world standards, we have an excellent public health system. We have a universal health system whereby Medicare covers so much of what we do require from medical practitioners. But it seems that there's a big hole in the system to me, excuse the pun, when it comes to teeth, when it comes to going to the dentist. Do you think Medicare should actually cover more dentistry?
We think it should and could. The problem comes down to cost, basically.
Yeah.
No government, particularly this one, can afford to cover every Australian for dental care in one hit. The Greens estimated a cost of $88 billion over a decade. So $8 to $10 billion is the general figure to fund Medicare for the mouth, so to speak. We actually think we need to be realistic, targeted, and give options that are implementable. For example, the ADA believes the senior dental benefit schedule would be the best first step. Those in aged care are seen as some of the worst oral health sufferers in the country. We know this from the review into aged care that came out recently. If we were to implement Medicare-funded dentistry, or rather the Dental Benefits Act funding dentistry for those in aged care, it would cost us about $100 million per year if the uptake was about 50%, which is something we expect.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I get off air this morning, I'm going to go and brush my teeth, that's for sure. Thank you for your time, Stephen.
Absolute pleasure, Clinton. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Stephen Liu from the Australian Dental Association.